Monday, 29 February 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks for tuning into the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church, located in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. In Ezekiel chapter 8, God takes Ezekiel back to the land of Israel and shows him the reason why he had to go, that is, God had to go far off from his people. He had to send his people into captivity. It was because of sins within and without. And basically, these sins were reduced to idolatry and immorality. We find that those two go together. They're like inseparable twins. Now, in John's letters, or the Spirit of God's letters through John to the churches in Asia Minor, in Revelation chapters 2 and 3, they were actual letters to actual churches and to the pastors of those churches. But also, I believe they represent different segments of the church age, beginning at Pentecost and going until the rapture of the church. And we're looking at the church. We were looking at the church in Thyatira. They had a big problem with sin in the church. Everybody hadn't got involved with it. And then God gives them a command. That's what we've been looking at the last couple of broadcasts. And Father, do bless us now, please, with thy precious word. In Jesus' name, amen. He said, But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, that is, the doctrine of sin that they were practicing, and which have not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden, but that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. But that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. And we have been looking at scriptural things, our situations to hold fast to until Jesus comes back again. If you're with us on the last broadcast, you know that we have evidence of our love for God and our love for our brethren by keeping the word of God. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 2. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. And how important it is that we love God and we love our brethren in Christ as well. You know, the first and greatest commandment is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul. And the second is likened to it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Now, speaking about keeping his commandments, this is referring to the word of God. This is not just referring to the Ten Commandments, though they are important. It's not just referring, certainly, to the Levitical law, for Christ fulfilled that. But he's speaking about here the precious Word of God. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Now, you remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, we read, or we quoted the Apostle Paul when he said, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become a castaway. Well, Jude writes basically about the same thing in Jude verse 21, one chapter in the book of Jude. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Keeping ourselves in the love of God. Let me just give you an illustration. Our relationship with Christ is sealed permanently when we trust Christ as our Savior. Our fellowship varies. Just like when I was born into the Wingard family, I became a Wingard. Nothing was going to change that. Now, I could either be a credit or I could be a liability. I could be an encouragement or a discouragement. And so it is when it comes to our matter of being saved and in the family of God. Now, he said, keep yourselves in the love of God. Do what's right. God loves us. I understand that. But, dear friend, sometimes he has to chasten us. And he chastens us because, by the way, he loves us. But if we keep ourselves in the love of God, and we do that which is pleasing in his sight, we're not going to have to be chastened by him. Sin shall not have dominion over you. For you're not under the law, but you're under grace. keep yourselves in the love of God. And while you're doing that, be looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Speaking of mercy, I don't know how you pray, but I'm praying especially in this time that in God's wrath, He will remember mercy on our families, our church, and especially this country. Our country has really turned its back as a whole. Not everybody. And by the way, as you read these letters to the seven churches in Asia Minor, not everybody was guilty of the sins that God had rebuked the church for. But there was enough, of course, that He had to chasten and He had to command that they turn from their sins. So keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And then in the last book of the Bible, the book of the Revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, we have this tremendous promise and this tremendous truth. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. And in chapter 22 and verse 9, and we'll tie these two together, God willing, for the rest of this broadcast. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. All right, so we have here this wonderful command and this wonderful promise. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. And then the messenger of God said, don't fall down and worship me. He said, you worship God. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. There's been a beautiful song written by P.P. Bliss entitled Hold the Fort. Let me read you this. I'll try to get it before we run out of time here. Ho, my comrades, see the signal waving in the sky, reinforcements now appearing, victory is nigh. Hold the fort, for I am coming. Jesus signals still, wave the answer back to heaven, by thy grace we will. See the mighty host advancing, Satan leading on, mighty men around us falling, courage almost gone. See the glorious banner waving, hear the trumpet blow. In our leader's name we'll triumph over every foe. Fierce and long the battle rages, but our help is near. Onward comes our great commander. Cheer, my comrades, cheer. Hold the fort, for I am coming. Jesus signals still. Wave the answer back to heaven. By thy grace we will. What a tremendous song. And I think about that dear man, Philip P. Bliss, and his sacrificial death. If you're familiar with the death of Philip P. Bliss, he was just a young man. God was greatly blessing him. He and his wife were on a train, and the train was in an accident, and she was pinned in the wreck, and a fire started on the train, and he had the privilege to leave the train, but in doing so, he would leave his wife, and instead of leaving his wife, he died with her in the flames on that train. My, what dedication to God. What a dedication to his wife. All right, we have in God's precious word, but that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. And I don't know how you are, but I've got this weakness. Sometimes I don't know how to appreciate what I've got until I lose it or I stand the chance of losing it. May we take spiritual inventory of these great blessings that we have and hold fast that which we have. Until our Lord and Savior comes a call. May we maintain our Christian testimony, our love for God, our love for the brethren, our Bible reading, our prayer, our faithful attendance, our tithing, and our witnessing to others. Father, so grant it, we pray, and we'll thank thee and praise thee for it, and thank you for that beautiful song we just read the lyrics to. Thank you that Brother Philip and his wife's in glory today. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Been good to be with you for another broadcast, God willing. Tomorrow now, we're going to start on this church that we have already mentioned, but we'll get more into detail, and that is chapter 3 of Revelation, verse 1, the church at Sardis. In the meantime, I trust our Lord will be pleased to make each of us a channel of his blessing, that we may be able to plant the seed today or water it, or to bring in the harvest. Please join us next broadcast if you can.